Good afternoon, Potter's Foursquare Church. Today's devotion is good and perfect gifts. Think about the last gift you received. Maybe it was your birthday, could have been an anniversary, maybe Valentine's Day. Most recently, most probably graduation. But no matter when you received your last gift, gifts are fun. We love receiving gifts. We love being showered with gifts on our birthday and Christmas and different times throughout the year. And we also love getting them, and we always want them to be just right, just the perfect gift. My favorite kind of gift is the gift of time. Since all of my children are grown and have families of their own, I don't get to see them often, and because they have lives apart from me. So whenever they do want to give me a gift, I always tell them, you know, I just want time with you. That means more to me than anything. And there's also those gifts that are unexpected, that come out of nowhere. Those are wonderful gifts as well. Well, James tells us in James 1:17 that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God is the giver of good and perfect gifts. His Son, Jesus Christ, is the greatest gift he gave us. He sent him here to die for our sins, that we may live with him for eternity, for those who believe in him. You know, God's grace is a gift. Again, that came through his Son, his grace. You know, he's given us the gift of the Spirit and so much more. Anything that we have need of, we just ask God and it's ours. The cool thing about the gifts that God gives us is that he knows the best gifts to give. He knows the timing of these gifts, and he knows the purpose for each good and perfect gift that he showers upon us. Do good and perfect gifts come only when life is going good and money is plentiful? Or can good and perfect gifts come unexpectedly in the midst of difficulty and uncertainty like COVID-19? Before we answer these questions, let's back up to James 1:2-4, and it reads, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." When I consider pure joy, trials aren't the first thing that comes to mind. But James is saying to consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds. You know, I would prefer to equate joy with the good and perfect gifts that James talks about a little bit later in this chapter. But here he's saying, you know, have joy in when you face trials. And really, it's been my experience that some of my most treasured gifts, most perfect and good gifts, came my way in the midst of a trial or a difficulty. As I mentioned earlier, we're in the midst of COVID-19. This is a trial for all of us, and we're all in it together. We hear that a lot. We're all in it together. We're required to wear face masks. We're required to social distance. Some have experienced a loss of income. You know, we have the challenges of our children learning from home and us working from home at the same time. Most recently, our governor said that we can't sing in church. You know, I consider all these things. It's like, where are the good and perfect gifts in the midst of that? How can any good and perfect gift even come from this? You know, but they can, and we may or may not see them in the midst of this trial of COVID-19, but they can. You know, we may reflect upon them after the fact, which quite often is what happens. There's been many trials and situations in my life where God has given me good and perfect gifts in the midst, and I didn't see it until after the fact. I could look back on it. God, you were so good. You were so good in the midst of this trial. Look at all the little nuggets of gold that you sent my way. You know, one time in my life when God really gave me the precious gifts, and these gifts I was able to witness and see in the midst of the trial, and it sort of made that time easier for me. But it was when my mother, it was towards the end of her life, and my parents lived in Oklahoma at the time, and my mother had stenosis of the spine, and she ended up in a wheelchair and was unable to walk. And So my sister and brother had been back there a week ahead of me, and I came out because we were going to prepare them to bring them back to California so my mother could get the help that she needed to see the doctor that specialized in this for her. And so when we got there, of course, my mother needed us to do everything for her. She could feed herself, obviously, and talk and all that, but she couldn't take herself to the bathroom. She couldn't bathe herself. She couldn't dress herself. And so when I arrived, my sister had been doing all of this, so I sort of stepped in to take that. And I have to tell you, being able to care for my mother in that way was a good and perfect gift that God gave me. He taught me so much through that. And my mother, she handled this all with such grace and humility. She never was embarrassed. She never cried. She never felt shamed in any way that she had to have her daughters take care of her in this way. In fact, if anything, we laughed and we talked during these times. At the end of the day, after her bath and she was dressed for bed, I'd get her in bed and I'd lay next to her in her bed. And we would laugh and talk for a long time, which this was a gift because, as I have said many times before, I was a difficult child, to say the least, and didn't always get along really well with my mom. So this time was like God had redeemed all of that time as a young girl and even as a grown woman. We didn't always see eye to eye, but he gave me this perfect and good gift with my mother. And it's a time when I look back on it often with fond memories. Another gift that he gave to me and to my brother and sister and mom and dad in the midst of all this was the fact that we were there during Thanksgiving week, and none of us had been away from our families for Thanksgiving, our spouses and our children, my brother and sister and I. And so here we were with just my parents, and what a gift. For the first time in many, many years, we were having Thanksgiving with our original core of family, my mom and dad and my siblings, and what a sweet time it was. We hadn't planned on cooking a turkey or anything like that because we were leaving the very next day. But a sweet neighbor made us a delicious Thanksgiving dinner and brought it over to us. And what joy there was in that. We laughed and we talked about when we were little kids and just everything that there was growing up. And there was joy and laughter. You know, there could have been sorrow and sadness, but instead, God gave us this precious time together. And I'm so thankful that we weren't angry and bitter about the situation, but there was joy in the midst of that trial, and that joy was a gift from God. It was something that was strengthening our faith. It was helping us to persevere because we really didn't know the long road we were going to have ahead with my mother once we returned to California. And we had 6 months with her after that. And even that time, there were many gifts in the midst of that God gave us. You know, God has been faithful in COVID-19. I know that for many of us, we're not sure where those good and perfect gifts are. But I am sure that if we sit back and really think about what God has done during this time, you know, maybe for some of us, it's that we've been able to keep our jobs and work from home. That is a good and perfect gift from God. And again, you might say, well, how perfect is it? Because there's distractions when I work at home. My kids are going to school. My wife's home. And it's hard to concentrate. But you know what? When we can look beyond that, we realize that God gives us the strength to be able to do that. He gives us the wisdom to be able to figure out how to navigate those things. You may say, well, but I haven't been able to see my best friend. We've had to social distance from someone. And, you know, they've chosen to completely lock themselves down in their house. And I don't agree with that. Well, that's okay, because the good and perfect gift that maybe God's given you through that is a sense of understanding for your friend. And maybe your conversations that you have over the phone are sweeter and more understanding and more considerate and patient than maybe they were before. You know, in the midst of the COVID-19, we have all of this talk about racism and stuff. You know, that in itself, too, can be a good and perfect gift. Why? Because it gets us talking about these things. It gets us looking into God's word and to be reminded that we are all created equal in God's sight. We're all his children and we all love him. And you know what? Maybe there's things in our life that God's helped us to see as a good and perfect gift to us of ways that we can make change in this world. in a lot of ways and a lot of things. A gift that God's given me in the midst of COVID-19. I had a grandchild born early on in the lockdown, and I was a little discouraged because I so wanted to be there, and I wasn't able to be there during the birth. And I sat back and I prayed and I sought wisdom from some dear friends, and God made a way for me to be able to go a couple of weeks after he was born to Alaska. And you know what? That was a good and perfect gift. And again, you might say, how is it good and perfect? Because you had to social distance. You had to wear your mask the whole time you're on a plane, and you had to self-quarantine when you got to Alaska. Well, you know what? Yeah, I had to do all those things, but I chose to say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the gift of being able to travel, even with restrictions, the gift of being able to be with my daughter and my son-in-law, to be able to encourage them as new parents, for the many conversations that I had with him that I normally wouldn't have been able to have. Those were good and perfect gifts from God. Good and perfect gifts. So what are ways that we can seek out these gifts, ways that we can open our eyes in the midst of whatever we're going through to see these good and perfect gifts that God is giving us? Well, for me, the first one was to fix our eyes on Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. We find that in Hebrews 12:2. Our eyes should always be fixed on Jesus, because when our eyes are fixed on Jesus, we see the good and perfect gifts. The second thing is to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. That's from Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious. I know we've been very anxious in the midst of this pandemic, and maybe a little frustrated and angry about things. But he says, you know, don't be anxious about anything, but, you know, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, help me to see the good and perfect gift that is coming from this pandemic, because right now, maybe I'm not seeing it, but Lord, I know you're doing a good and perfect work in me. You're molding me and shaping me to be more like Jesus every day. You're teaching me more patience. You're teaching me more love. The third thing for me is God has given us spiritual gifts of wisdom, discernment, faith, gifts of healing. You know, use them. Use them to see the good and perfect gifts he's giving you in the most unexpected ways. If you need wisdom for the situation, if you need wisdom to see clearer, you just ask, and God gives that to you. And fourthly, don't allow bitterness and anger and frustration to take control. Instead, walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Walk in the love and the joy and the peace and the patience. It takes us all the way to self-control. You know, again, there's that word joy in the midst of trials, joy in the midst of COVID-19, because in there is good and perfect gifts. And maybe your good and perfect gift is going to be a peace in your heart that you didn't expect. Maybe it's going to be patience with your children. Maybe it's going to be patience with a neighbor or somebody that you see out in the market. God has good and perfect gifts for us, not just when things are good, but in the midst of trials. And I believe that those are the unexpected, good and perfect gifts that mean the most to us. So something that I want to give you to consider as we wrap up here is that every good and perfect gift that God gives enriches our relationship with the Father. It molds and shapes us to be more like Jesus and teaches us how to be in tune to the leading of the Spirit. So what good and perfect gifts has God given you in the midst of the many trials that have come from this pandemic? Or maybe it's from other trials that you've found yourself in throughout their most recent months or even the last year or two, or even ones that were many years ago. You can sit and you can say, Lord, show me the good and perfect gifts. It's never too late to ask God to show you those good and perfect gifts that he gave you during those times, because they'll just strengthen your relationship with him. It'll remind you of his goodness and his faithfulness. May our hearts be open to every good and perfect gift God has for us during this time. God bless you all.